How you go about baiting bears? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. When it comes to hunting bears, I know it's controversial to use bait, but in Idaho, it's totally legal and involves a considerable amount of work for my friend Jared Secundo because he has to haul about 1,000 pounds of bait up into the wilderness every year. And that's not just in the back of a pickup. It means snowmobiling, four-wheeling, and sometimes just hauling it by foot. But once that work is done, waiting is the next step.
Typically, if you set a bait, you're definitely not going to see a bear on it for maybe a week. There's certain areas, you get used to certain areas, you know there's bears there. Certain times of year, you might get lucky and get a bear on it right away. But I mean, it's typically, you know, it takes a week, especially that early in the spring, that high up in elevation. The bears aren't necessarily real active by the time we set baits. So we try to get in there early before the bears so that they're already sniffing out the bait when they come into the area. So we kind of expect that to be a week to 2 weeks. So we don't monitor the baits too hard during that time. We'll just let them go. And Wayne, the guy that owns property back there, will go. He'll go check them every 3 or 4 days, see if they've been hit yet. And we'll communicate via internet. They got internet up there. There's no cell coverage or phones or anything like that. But we'll communicate, you know, through email, and he'll let me know if they've been hit. And if they've been hit relatively early, then I'll make a little earlier trip up and do some hunting.
And Jared hunts with dogs. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.